This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why vague feedback is useless, and how to make every comment count. The difference between feedback that changes behaviour and feedback that doesn't. In short, vague feedback sounds like help, but functions like silence. It gives people no clear target and produces no real change. Specificity is the core mechanism that makes feedback actionable rather than decorative. Without an aimed behaviour and a clear impact, feedback creates anxiety rather than direction. The habit of vague comment giving is rooted in discomfort, not kindness. Definition: vague feedback useless describes the communication failure that occurs when feedback lacks specific, observable detail. Without naming the exact behavior and its consequence, the recipient cannot identify what to change, and the feedback produces confusion rather than improvement. The anatomy of feedback that actually lands. I've watched people leave feedback conversations looking more lost than when they walked in. Not because the feedback was harsh. Because it was empty. You need to be more proactive. Your communication could be stronger. I just feel like you are not fully engaged. These phrases feel like feedback. They are not. They are impressions dressed up as guidance, and they do the same work as saying nothing at all. Most people understand feedback at the surface level. You notice a problem, you raise it with the person. They adjust their behavior, the problem improves. That is the idea. In practice, though, the feedback rarely contains enough specific information for that chain of events to actually happen. The surface view says give feedback more often, make it timely, keep the tone respectful. These are all true. But they treat feedback as a frequency and tone problem when the real issue is a clarity problem. Here is what is actually happening beneath the surface. When feedback lacks specific observable detail, the recipient's brain cannot map it onto a concrete action. They hear the concern, but cannot locate the behavior it refers to. They are left with a feeling, not a direction. That is why people nod, "Thank you," and then change nothing, not because they are resistant, but because they genuinely do not know what to do differently. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. How specific feedback works. The core mechanism. Specificity is not a style preference. It is the mechanism that makes feedback functional. Here is how it works. When you describe a specific situation, you anchor the feedback in shared reality. Both of you are now talking about the same moment, the same meeting, the same email. There is no ambiguity about what prompted the conversation. Which means the recipient does not have to guess whether you mean last Tuesday or 6 months ago, whether it was one incident or a pattern. When you describe the observable behavior, you separate what happened from your interpretation of it. You are no longer commenting on someone's character or attitude. You are describing what you saw or heard. This is why teams that master behavioral feedback report far less defensiveness. You're not attacking who someone is. You're noting what they did. That distinction is everything in a difficult performance conversation. When you describe the impact, you give the feedback genuine weight. The person understands why it matters, not just that it matters. This is where accountability takes root. Impact connects the behavior to consequence. The recipient cares about a project outcome, a colleague's experience, a client relationship. Without it, the feedback floats free of any real stakes. This three-part structure, named in the SBI method, covered in depth in Say It Right Every Time, is not complicated. Situation. Behavior. Impact. It takes 30 seconds to apply. But most people skip it because it requires preparation. And preparation feels like effort when a quick comment feels like enough. The consequence of skipping it is that your feedback lands with all the force of a fog. People feel something shifted in the conversation, but they cannot identify what changed or what they should do next. The full approach to structuring feedback this way is explored in Say It Right Every Time, where I cover it alongside the practical scripts you can use in the exact moment. What vague feedback looks like in real situations. Here is where this mechanism becomes visible in everyday communication. The performance review that changes nothing. A manager tells a team member at the annual review that she needs to take more ownership of her work. The team member leaves the meeting feeling criticized but directionless. She does not know which project the manager means, which decision she should have made differently, or what ownership looks like in this specific role. Nothing changes in the following quarter. The manager, frustrated, writes a similar comment the following year. The underlying mechanism feedback without a named behavior gives the recipient nothing to aim at. Both people are trapped in the same loop. The meeting comment that lands badly. After a client call, a team leader tells a junior colleague that his tone was off. The colleague spends the rest of the day anxious, replaying the call, unsure whether the leader meant he was too casual, too hesitant, or too direct. He second-guesses himself in the next client call and performs worse. The underlying mechanism vague feedback creates ambiguity, and ambiguity fills with fear rather than direction. If you want to explore how psychological safety affects how people receive this kind of feedback, that context matters enormously here. The written feedback that provokes a defensive reply. A colleague sends an email review of a proposal with the comment, "This needs more work before it is ready." The writer fires back a defensive reply asking what specifically is insufficient. The reviewer is now dealing with a conflict that did not need to happen. The underlying mechanism in precision signals a judgment without providing the evidence behind it, and people respond to judgments with self-protection, not openness. How you give feedback that strengthens rather than fractures working relationships begins with this exact discipline. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. Why most people miss this? If specific feedback is this clearly more effective, why do so few people give it consistently? The answer is not ignorance. Most people have heard that feedback should be specific. The problem is that knowing this and doing it under the pressure of a real conversation are two entirely different things. Here is what keeps people locked in vagueness. Discomfort masquerades as kindness. Vague feedback feels softer. You could be more organized, sounds less brutal than in Monday's presentation. You could not locate the key figures when the client asked, and that damaged their confidence in our preparation. People tell themselves they are being compassionate. They're actually avoiding the discomfort of being specific, which requires courage, not cruelty. Starting a difficult conversation that names the real issue clearly is a skill, and you can learn how to approach it through how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's progress. Preparation takes time that people do not protect. Specific feedback requires you to recall the precise situation, identify the exact behavior, and think through its impact before you open your mouth. Most people give feedback on the fly, in the corridor or at the end of a meeting, without that preparation. The result is a vague impression delivered as commentary. The role of communication in meeting effectiveness includes exactly this discipline: know what you are going to say before you say it. People confuse delivery with content. There is a great deal of attention paid to tone and timing in feedback conversations, and both matter. But you can have perfect tone and terrible content. A warm, empathetic delivery of a vague comment still gives the recipient nothing to act on. Tone is the vehicle. Specificity is the fuel. The fear of being wrong. Committing to a specific observation means you can be challenged on it. Staying vague feels safer because it is harder to dispute. But safety for the giver creates confusion for the receiver. That is not a fair trade. Awareness is the beginning. But awareness without application changes nothing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What this means for how you communicate. Understanding why vague feedback fails changes what you do in four specific ways. Number one, prepare before you speak. Before any feedback conversation, take 2 minutes to identify the specific situation you're referencing, the exact behavior you observed, and the concrete impact it produced. This is not overthinking. This is the minimum required to be useful. The action that follows, write it down before you speak. One sentence for each of the three parts. You will deliver sharper feedback every time. Using the SBI method gives your ready-made structure to apply immediately. Number two, check your intention before you open your mouth. Ask yourself, honestly, am I giving this feedback to help this person improve? Or am I giving it to express frustration? Vague feedback is often frustration dressed up as developmental commentary. When your intention is genuine improvement, you naturally become more specific because you want the person to actually change. When your intention is to vent, you stay general because the goal is your release, not their growth. Number three, name the behavior, not the character. Replace every general label with a description of what you observed. Not unprofessional, but you interrupted the client 3 times before they finished their question. Not disorganized, but the report you submitted was missing the financial projections we agreed were required. Behavior can be changed, character feels permanent and produces defensiveness. This one shift removes most of the conflict from difficult feedback conversations. Number 4. Create a feedback loop, not just a feedback moment. Specific feedback works best when it is part of an ongoing conversation, not a one-off correction. When your team knows that your comments will always include clear observations and real consequences, they begin to trust the process. Have feedback loops built. Team performance over time depends entirely on each individual comment being specific enough to act on. These are not new behaviors. They are the same behaviors, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. Vague feedback is not a small communication flaw. It is a guarantee that nothing will change, no matter how often you deliver it. Specificity is the mechanism, not the style. Without a name, situation, behavior, and impact, feedback has no functional content. Vague comment giving is usually rooted in discomfort or lack of preparation, not in genuine care for the recipient. Behavioral feedback separates the person from the problem, which reduces defensiveness and opens real dialogue. Timeliness matters, but only if the content is specific enough to be useful. Prompt vagueness is still vagueness. Feedback given with clear intent and precise observation builds the kind of trust that makes hard conversations easier over time. The skills behind strong feedback are learnable. They require practice, not talent. To go deeper on the structures that make feedback work, explore how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy and the SBI method in practice. For context on how clear feedback connects to broader written communication habits, proper email etiquette at work is worth your time as well. This much I know for certain: the quality of your feedback determines the quality of what your team can become. Make vague feedback useless by refusing to give it. Frequently asked questions. Why is vague feedback useless in the workplace? Vague feedback fails because it gives the recipient nothing specific to act on. Without a clear description of what behavior occurred and what impact it had, people cannot identify what to change. They leave the conversation confused, not improved, and the performance problem continues unchanged. How do you give feedback that is specific and useful? Specific feedback names the exact situation, describes the observable behavior, and explains the concrete impact it had. Avoid general labels like poor communication or bad attitude. Instead, say what you saw, when you saw it, and what consequence it produced. This gives the person a clear picture of what needs to change. What makes vague feedback so difficult to act on? Vague feedback leaves the recipient guessing. They cannot be sure which behavior you mean, whether your concern is serious, or what a better response would look like. Ambiguity creates anxiety rather than direction. Without specifics, the person fills the gap with assumptions, which are usually either too self-critical or too dismissive. How does vague feedback affect team trust and performance? Repeated vague feedback erodes trust because people sense that something is wrong but cannot address it clearly. Over time, they stop trying to improve because they do not know where to direct their effort. Teams that operate without specific feedback lose confidence in the feedback process entirely and begin to avoid it. What is the difference between vague feedback and constructive feedback? Vague feedback uses general terms and leaves behavior unspecified. Constructive feedback is grounded in observable facts, a situation, a behavior, and an impact. Constructive feedback respects the recipient enough to be precise. It gives them the information they need to understand what happened and make a genuine improvement. How often should you give specific feedback to a team member? Specific feedback works best when it is timely, meaning delivered close to the event it references. Waiting too long blurs the details and weakens the impact. Regular, specific comments, given as situations arise rather than saved for formal reviews, build a culture where feedback becomes normal and productive rather than feared. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.